Great Commission from our Lord Jesus Christ.
上一次跟大家查考就是在主耶稣基督复活之前。
And we know as the chosen people of God, if we want to accomplish this commission, we need to have the power from above.
我们要这个达成主耶稣所托付的大使命，我们必须要从圣灵来的能力。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ told the disciple to stay in Jerusalem, wait for the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣吩咐门徒要在耶路撒冷等候，只等到领受上头来的能力。
Because only when the Holy Spirit comes that they can receive power to preach and bear witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为只有等到圣灵来的时候，他们才能够有能力为主耶稣来做见证。
Just imagine that time they need to preach to Jerusalem.
就是好像那时候他们要向耶路撒冷来传福音。
They need to preach to Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
然后到犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
Actually, if we think about this commission, it's almost impossible task.
我们想想当时候主耶稣所给的使命几乎是达不成的任务。
But nevertheless, our Lord Jesus Christ promised them that they will receive power and they will preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
但是主耶稣答应门徒他们会领受能力，而且他们能够把这福音传到地极去。
So that's why during that time, the disciple, 120 of them, pray in upper room, waiting for the Holy Spirit.
因此当时有120个门徒，他们在耶路撒冷一个楼上祷告。
So during that time, the 12 apostles was praying.
所以当时120个门徒一起祷告。
And then the women who served our Lord Jesus Christ, they also were praying.
那么服侍这个主的那些这个妇人也一起祷告。
And then Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brother, they also were praying for the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣的母亲玛利亚跟这个主耶稣的兄弟他们一同祷告。
Because during that time, our Lord Jesus Christ told them that how important it is for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣告诉他们他们要只等到领受这个上头来的能力这是何等重要的事。
But even then, when our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, you can see the disciple just gazing up in the sky.
那么主耶稣升天的时候，门徒就晚上这个看着。
But our Lord, then the angel told them, "Why are you gazing up into the sky? But rather go and start to begin the work that the Lord Jesus Christ had put upon them."
所以天使提醒门徒说：“你们为什么这个往天上看呢？你们要往普天下去传福音。”
Actually, in our church, truly, we have the promise of the Holy Spirit.
在我们教会，我们的确有这应许的圣灵。
And God has revealed to us the true plan of salvation.
这个主耶稣也把这个真正得救的计划告诉我们。
If we want to continue to build our church,
若是我们要继续的这个来建立教会。
If we want souls to be saved, we need to have these two main things.
若是我们要使这个世上灵魂得救，我们必须要有这两件事。
Because without the word of God, we cannot help anybody.
因为若是不借着主的道、主的话，我们没有办法帮助谁。
And without the Holy Spirit, truly, we cannot resurrect anybody from a spiritual death.
若是不借着圣灵，也没有办法使人从这个死的这个情况的这个里面的能够复活。
Of course, as a human being, we have many ideas how to, you know, actually continue to encourage brother and sister with different things.
这个人常常想用这个人的方法这个来这个鼓励大家来做圣工。
But of course, all these things is effective, but not as effective as the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
当然这些人的方法有时候也是有用但是呢比较靠着神的话跟圣灵那就差很远了。
That's why in Ezekiel chapter 37,
因此在以西结束的第37
章 During the time the Spirit of the Lord brought Ezekiel into a valley, and his valley was full of dry bones.
神的灵在以西结看见整个这个原野的这个骨头。
So during that time, the God asked Ezekiel, will these dry bones live?
那么这个神问以西结说这些枯干的骨头可以活过来吗？
Ezekiel say to God, only you the one that know.
这以西结回答神说只有你全能者才知道。
And the only two things that God commanded Ezekiel to do is to preach the word of God and to pray for the wind to come into the bones.
那么神要以西结做的两个事就是要向这个枯干的骨头说话然后呢要祷告使灵进入这个骨头里面。
So with the word of God, the bone came together and the flesh started to cover the bones.
所以借着神的话那些骨头就慢慢连接起来而且开始长肉。
And with the Spirit of God, the word that he speaks can become alive when the word of God go through them, then the whole dry bones become a living being.
啊，然后借着圣灵啊，当他向啊这些啊骨头说话的时候啊，那么这些骨头啊就结合起来，那么成为啊这个很大的神的军队。
Truly, if the word of God and the Spirit of God can resurrect and make the dry bone become living, nowadays we can do exactly the same thing.
那么既然当时候借着神的道跟神的圣灵啊，使这个枯干的骨头成为极大的军队，那今天神更能够成全、啊、更大的事。
That's why when we encourage one another, we need to continue to encourage one another to read the word of God and to be filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，所以因此我们勉励大家要继续的研读神的话啊，然后让圣灵来充满。
So tonight we're going to continue to study Acts chapter 2, the power of Pentecost.
那么我们继续查考第二章啊，就是五旬节的圣灵的能力。
And most of us are very familiar with this chapter.
啊，那么大家都很熟悉这段圣经。
Because we know in chapter 2 is when the apostle and disciples start to preach the first sermon to witness for our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，因为这五旬节圣灵过后啊，就是那个。门徒他们开始向众人传讲神的道。
And that day is also the day that they received the Holy Spirit from above.
啊，那么那一天啊，他们也啊得到从上面来的圣灵。
So chapter 2 verse 1.
啊，这个第二章的第一节。
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all at one accord in one place, verse 2.
第二节。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, verse 3.
第三节。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them, verse 4.
第四节。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we know from verse 1 to verse 4 is when the 120 people receive the Spirit of God.
啊、所以第二章的第一节到第四节、啊、就是要描写120个门徒、啊、他们怎样的聚集领受上头来的能力。
You can see how they describe the Holy Spirit. They say, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind.
啊，所以这一下子、啊、这个从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。
And this wind filled the whole house where they were sitting.
那么就充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Actually, maybe many of us never experienced this kind of experience before.
我想我们大家都没有经历过、啊、这样子的经历。
But I remember 3 years ago during NYTS in Brown Park Church.
啊，但是我记得三年前啊，在博云教会的一个啊这个啊圣经研讨会。
During that time, one of the sisters was possessed by evil spirit.
啊，那个时候有一个姐妹啊，她被魔鬼附身。
So because she was screaming and yelling, so everyone was very afraid during that time.
啊，那么她这个姐妹啊，在尖叫的时候。啊、大家都非常的害怕。
But during this time, for you know, God moved everybody's heart to pray in one accord.
啊，但是神的灵感动大家啊，一起的啊，这个啊，同心合一的祷告。
If many people during the time they feel that the wind filled the whole front of the chapel.
啊，很多人在祷告的时候感觉到啊，这个大风好像的充满了整个这个殿。
And the wind was blowing, the brothers and sisters were praying. Their bodies go back and forth, and you know, back and forth.Sideways and go back and forth forward.
啊，那么当这个圣灵像风啊这样子吹的时候，啊，他们感觉啊，这个好像他们的身体前后啊的震动啊，这个啊顺着这个圣灵的风在吹的时候在震动。
And there are times when people pray in front, they can really feel the power from God.
那么在前面祷告的啊那些啊这个学生同龄啊，更加感觉到圣灵的。
So you can see what the disciple experienced back then, we can still experience it now.
啊、所以我们可以说、啊、这个门徒当时所经历的、啊、在今天我们也可以同样的经历到。
And then verse 3 says, then they appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one set upon each of them、
啊、第三节说又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。
We know not only wind represent the Holy Spirit, but also fire represent the Holy Spirit、
啊、所以不仅是风、啊、来象征圣灵、啊、就是这个火也可以象征圣灵。
Fire is to cleanse a person
因为这火来、啊、就是要洁净一个人。
And fire is to burn the zeal in a person's heart.
啊，那么火也可以把这内心里头啊，这个对神的啊那个热情能够再燃烧起来。
That's why they say the Holy Spirit, right? Just like a divine tongue, as a fire set upon each one of them.
啊，所以圣经描写说啊，这个圣灵啊，就像这个舌头如火焰。显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And then verse 4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，第四节说他们都被圣灵充满。
And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances.
啊，就按着圣灵所赐的口才啊，说起别国的话来。
Actually, many of us know when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will speak in tongues.
啊，我们大家都知道，我们领受圣灵的时候，我们就会啊，这个口说灵言。
Maybe some people do not have the Holy Spirit, they have doubts that the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
啊，这个没有受圣灵的人，当然他们会怀疑啊，说受圣灵的凭据啊，是以受方言为根据。
But for me, I never have doubt.
那么对于我来讲，我是从来没有
怀疑。Because the day that I received the Holy Spirit, I experienced that my tongue moved, by itself without me controlling it.
啊，因为当我领受圣灵的时候，啊，我的舌头就不由自主地震动起来。
Because during that time I just first came to Christ.
啊，因为那个时候我才归主。
And the sister and brother never explained to me what it's like to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，那么教会的这个弟兄姐妹还没有跟我解释，怎样子能够啊这个求得到圣灵。
Actually, when I received the Holy Spirit, I experienced the same thing how the disciple experienced during that time.
啊，所以我领受圣灵的时候。啊，就像圣经描写当时候门徒他们受圣灵的情况。
So that's why we need to believe and have faith. The spirit that we have truly is the spirit of God.
啊，所以我们大家要有信心相信啊，我们领受的圣灵啊，的的确确是从神来的。
And the experience and the spirit that we have now is the same spirit that the disciple received during that time.
那么我们现在所拥有的圣灵啊，就是啊，当时这个门徒他们所领受的圣灵。
And we know without the Holy Spirit, the disciple cannot do anything.
啊，因为除非借着圣灵的能力啊，门徒他们不能做成什么。
Just like for us.
啊，就像我们一样。
If we are not filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，若是没有被神的灵所充满。
Then it's impossible for us truly to continue to preach the gospel and make the church of God grow.
啊，我们没有办法继续传讲神的道啊，让神的这个教会成长。
For example, when Peter went to preach to Cornelius' household,
啊，比如说彼得到哥尼流家去传福音的时候
，Did Peter plan to go and preach to them?
啊，是不是彼得他计划去向哥尼流传福音呢
？I see, because of the Holy Spirit.
啊，事实上是出于圣灵。
The Holy Spirit guided Peter go to Cornelius' household for his whole family to be baptized.
啊，是圣灵啊引导彼得到哥尼流家去。啊，使这哥尼流跟全家的人能够受洗归主。
Because we know in the beginning, all the believers, most of them are Jews.
啊，因为我们知道起初啊，所有的信徒啊都是犹太人。
But how did they break through the racial barrier?
那他们怎么打破这个种族啊，这个婚期的这个界限呢
？Like the reason they be able to preach to Cornelius' household, which is Gentile, because of the Holy Spirit.
啊，是出于圣灵啊，所以他们才到这外邦人哥尼流家去传福音。
Nowadays, the same thing for us.
那么今天对我们来讲也是一样。
Of course, the reason of our church is mostly Asian because our church started in Asia during that time.
啊，当然现在我们教会大多数的啊都是这个亚洲人。啊，因为我们教会是从亚洲出发的。
Just like the church in apostle time.
啊，就像好像使徒时代的教会。
In the beginning, most of them are all the believers are Jewish people.
啊，当时候这个信徒都是犹太人。
But from chapter 10 on, they start to preach to Gentiles.
啊，但是从第十章开始，他们向外邦人传福音。
Because the Holy Spirit gave them the power to break this barrier.
啊，因为圣灵使他们有能力能够这个打破这个种族的界限。
There's no difference nowadays.
啊，今天圣灵的工作也是一样。
If we truly want to break this racial barrier to preach to more Caucasian, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，今天我们要打破这个种族的界限啊，向这个白人来传福音，我们也是一样，必须要有圣灵的能力。
Without the Spirit of God, truly we cannot do anything.
啊，因为若非借着圣灵的能力，我们不能做什么。
Just like Paul when he planned to go preach in Asia Minor.
啊，就好像保罗本来他要到小亚细亚去传福音。
Twice he planned to go here and go there.
啊，他两次计划去那里。
But the Holy Spirit stopped him from going.
啊，但是神的灵啊禁止他去。
And then finally saw a vision of the man in Mesopotamia, call him that they needed help.
啊，然后他在这异象当中，他听到这马其顿的呼声。
Actually, we read through the whole books of Acts.
啊，都是我们读整本这个《使徒行传》。
Every breakthrough because of the Holy Spirit.
啊，每次的突破啊，都是出于圣灵。
Peter and Paul are only vessels that used by the Holy Spirit.
啊，说彼得、保罗他们只不过是一个器皿啊，给这个圣灵所使用。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit.
啊，因此主耶稣才会告诉门徒
Actually, almost every single one of us have the Holy Spirit. But having the Holy Spirit is one thing. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is another thing. If we have the Holy Spirit, we're not filled with the Holy Spirit. It's just like a person who do not have the Holy Spirit. Because if we don't use the Holy Spirit sooner or later, the Holy Spirit within us will no longer burn inside of us. That's why during NYTS, many youth, they lose the Holy Spirit. They lose the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
所以在这个参加这个 NYTS的时候，有很多人啊，这个失去了圣灵。
And we ask them, you know, what did you do to lose your Holy Spirit?
我们问他们说，为什么你做了些什么啊，使圣灵离开你呢？
Actually, most of them, the reason they lose the Holy Spirit because they don't pray every single day.
那么大多数的人就是因为他们没有每天祷告。
Actually, they go weeks without praying.
事实上他们也经过整个礼拜都没有祷告的生活。
So next time we try to pray, the Holy Spirit have left them.
所以我们在下一次聚集祷告的时候，圣灵已经离开了。
So this means even though the Holy Spirit is inside them, but they quench the Holy Spirit from working inside of them.
所以说虽然说他们受了圣灵，但是他们消灭了这个圣灵的感动。
So that's why for us, we need to continue to pray to God to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因此我们要常常的祷告，让我们继续被圣灵所充满。
Let's go to Acts chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
So you can see that many devoted men came from all over the place to come for this day of Pentecost.
就是当时候有很多这个虔诚的犹太人从各地回到耶路撒冷。
You see on verse 6, say, and when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language.
第六节说，这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的相谈说话， 就生纳闷。
Then verse 7 said, they all were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these speak Galileans?
第七节说，都惊讶稀奇说，干了，这些说话的人不都是加利利人吗？
And how is it that we hear each our own language in which we are born?
我们个人怎么听见他们说，我们生来所用的这个相谈呢？
Then verse 9, verse 10, they describe all the different languages.
那么第九到第十节，就是提到这个各种不同的语言。
The group of devoted men, some of them were so amazed by this.
所以这些人有些人是非常惊讶。
But look at verse 13.
但是看13节。
But others mock and say they are full of new wine.
说还有些人讥诮说他们以为是被新酒灌满了。
So what is this telling us during the day of Pentecost?
所以是告诉我们在这个五旬节那一天发生什么事呢？
Actually, imagine 120 people were praying.
我们想一想120人一起祷告。
And many other people, they interpret this, receiving the Holy Spirit that they speak in languages.
那么就是他们祷告的时候，用这个各种不同的相谈说话。
Actually, if you go to a place, there's 120 people speak different language, can you truly understand them?
你都知道120个人，他们用各种不同相谈说话，你能够了解他们所说的是什么吗？
Just like sometimes I speak so fast, I don't allow Uncle Sam to speak, right? You cannot understand what he's saying when I, you know, always speak over him.
都是有，好像说我这个讲道人讲得很快，没有给翻译的人时间讲，那你能够听得他翻译的是什么话吗？
Just imagine with 120 of us up here trying to speak.
那么想想120个人都是用这个个人相谈说话的话。
One person speaking Cambodian.
一个用这个Cambodian的话讲。
One person speaking Taiwanese.
一个用是台湾话讲。
One person speaking English.
一个用英文讲。
Well, can any one of us in the audience be able to understand?
那么听众怎么能够听得清楚呢？
Actually, it's impossible.
这是做不到的。
Why did during the time that they be able to understand?
那么为什么他们可以听得懂呢？
Because God opened their ears.
是神开了这个听者的耳朵。
But on verse 13, it said not everybody understand during that time.
但是13节讲说不是每一个人都听得懂。
So one group God opened their ears to hear how the disciple glorified God's name.
所以一批人神开了他们耳朵听得懂这个 啊，这个使徒他们用相谈说话。
And the other group they do not understand anything at all.
啊，但是另外一批人他们什么都听不懂。
So this means not they do not speak in other language, but rather when they have the Holy Spirit praying to an unknown language to God, God opened their ears.
啊，所以啊，讲起来不是说他们啊用不同相谈说话。而乃是在他们一同祷告的时候啊，神开启了的听的人的耳朵，让他们听得懂，是用相谈说话。
So for example, if I say to you seriously,
啊，所以我都是啊跟大家讲这些事。
Really, none of you would understand what I'm saying.
啊，你们不懂我讲什么。
Because to you is an unknown language.
因为对你来讲是一个啊听不懂的相谈。
But if God opened your ears, you would truly understand what I'm saying.
啊，但是都是神的灵，都是开你的耳朵，你就听得懂我讲什么。
But if there's a Cambodian person sitting here, they would understand what I'm saying.
啊，但是呢，啊，若是有这个啊这个啊 Cambodia 的人坐在这里，他就懂得我讲的是。
They would understand that I just said hello.
啊，他就知道说我是啊讲说啊这个你好吗
？So that's why for us when we think about the Holy Spirit
啊，那我们想想圣灵也是一样。
Really, this Holy Spirit is such a wonderful thing
啊，因为圣灵是这样子一个美好的事。
And this Holy Spirit really is so unique to our church
啊，那圣灵对我们教会又是有这么多的特色。
That's why for us sometimes we should not take the Holy Spirit for granted
啊，所以我们不应该啊把这个啊圣灵的事当作是理所当然。
The Holy Spirit of God is so powerful
啊，因为神的灵啊是这么大有能力。
The Spirit that the disciple of received during the day of Pentecost is the same spirit that we have now inside of us.
啊，使徒时代所领受的圣灵跟我们现在所受的圣灵是一样的。
The spirit during that time allowed the disciple to preach all the way to Rome, and that spirit is the same spirit that's inside of us.
啊，那个时候啊，这个圣灵啊，使门徒把福音传到罗马。啊，那么这个时候我们也能够啊，把福音管传出去。
And the same spirit is the one that resurrected Jesus from the dead.
那么同样的圣灵啊，使耶稣从死里头复活。
And the same spirit is also inside of us.
啊，同样的圣灵啊，现在也是集中在我们心里头。
So that's why truly we as the chosen people of God, we need to tap into the spirit of God.
啊，所以既然我们是神的选民啊，我们就要啊引用到这个圣灵啊的能力。
Just like we have the outlets, electrical outlets there.
啊，就好像说我们有这个啊，这个啊，这个插电的这个东西。
If we want to have power from the outlets, we need to plug something in.
那么这个电头啊，电源是有电，但是我们必须要插电的东西。
If we don't plug anything in, we don't receive any kind of power, electricity at all.
啊，你都不是用这个插电东西插到这个电源去，你就得不到这个电。
So the same thing that the Spirit of God is inside of us.
今天在我们圣灵也是一样。
If we do not pursue, after we do not pursue to be filled with it, and then we have no power at all inside of us.
若是我们不追求，我们不让圣灵来充满，那我们就一点能力都没有。
Just imagine, right? From verse 14 to verse 35 is the preaching of Peter.
啊，我们想想，从第二章十四节到三十五节，啊，这就是当时候彼得的正道。
Peter, from a scary person to a person who speaks boldly and friend.Of thousands of people.
啊，从一个胆怯的一个门徒彼得啊，这个时候他大有胆量的啊，在两三千人之前来见证主耶稣的道理。
And you know, Peter's only a fisherman.
啊，我们知道彼得只不过是一个渔夫。
Peter was not educated at all.
啊，他没有受过很高的教育。
But the day they received the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是他得到圣灵的时候
，He preached with the power of God.
啊，他能够有能力的来讲。讲神的道。
But not only Peter was standing up there, but also with the 11 apostles.
那不是彼得一个人观站在那里，而是十一个使徒跟彼得同站在一起。
Look at verse 14.
我们看十四节。
But Peter standing up with the 11 raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea, all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words."
啊，说彼得和十一个使徒站起。高声说：“犹太人和一些住在耶路撒冷的人啊，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。”
Actually, just imagine the courage during that time that Peter has.
啊，所以我们想想彼得当时候的这个勇气多大。
Only about 40 days ago, they just crucified our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，因为在四十天之前啊，他们才把他们的主啊耶稣钉在十字架上。
And 40 days ago, all the disciples they all ran away from Jesus.
那么四十天之前啊，主耶稣的门徒他们都分散逃跑了。
And Peter himself denied Lord Jesus Christ 3 times.
啊，彼得甚至否认耶稣三次。
But what is the difference now?
那么现在彼得为什么不同呢
？The only thing that's different now, they have received the Spirit of God.
不同的原因啊，就是因为他们领受了这个应许的圣灵。
So during the time the 12 of them stood up and spoke boldly with the people.
啊，所以十二个使徒他们站起来啊。 大胆地传讲神的道。
But this boldness is from the Spirit of God.
啊，但是这个胆量是从圣灵来的。
Not because they themselves have the courage, but rather God gave them the power to speak what they need to speak.
啊，而不是说他们本身有这个勇气啊，乃是神啊赐给他们能力啊，能够大胆地传讲神的道。
For us, it's the same thing.
啊，对我们今天也是一样。
Every single one of us filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，都是每一个人都被圣灵充满。
Truly, we will not be afraid to speak to anyone.
那我们就不会惧怕向任何人来传福音。
Because the Spirit inside us will give us wisdom, will give us the power.To convict people's heart.
啊，因为圣灵啊，会给我们这个能力啊，能够使人啊听得感动来相信。
Actually, when I was in Boston, there's many things amazes me that happened.
啊，我在波士顿的时候啊，我就看见很多奇妙的事。
Really, some of the sisters, when you talk to them, they came and speak because they're so shy.
啊，好像说你跟一些姐妹讲话，那她们非常害羞。
I do not understand why so many of them bring so many true seekers come to church.
啊，但是我想象不到啊，他们带着这么多的这个啊，这个慕道友来教会。
But then I realized later on.
啊，但是后来我就知道了。
These sisters, they always praying to God.
啊，因为这些姐妹她们常常向神祷告。
Even though they themselves do not go out and preach, but God brought the people to them.To bring them to church.
啊，就是他们没有到外面去啊，向人传福音啊，但是神啊带人啊，主动的来找他们。
Just like the sister who brought me to church.
啊，就好像那个姐妹带我到教会。
During that time, she saw the Bible on my desk. She was not afraid to ask me, "Are you a Christian or not?"
啊，当她看见啊，在我的办公桌上摆本圣经，那她不惧怕的问我说：“你是个基督徒吗？”
She did not afraid to say that. Do you want to come to our Bible study?
啊，他也不惧怕的跟我讲说，你要不要来参加我们的查经
？Because of that kind of heart, that kind of zeal, you can see I'm here with you today.
啊，就是因为他这样子的心啊，这样子的热心，所以今天我才站在你们的面前。
But imagine that sister did not preach to me.
啊，想想都是那个姐妹没有跟我讲。
I'm sure I still live under sin.
啊，我想我还是活在罪中。
No hope in the world.
啊，对世界上没有指望。
But because she prayed to God.
但是因为他向神祷告
Because he filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，他被圣灵充满。
God gave the wisdom to preach to people.
啊，所以神给他能力、智慧来向人家传福音。
Actually, during that time, she brought many true seekers come to church.
啊，当时他带很多的慕道友来教会。
And she herself is so shy as a person.
啊，他本身是很胆怯的一个人。
Just like Peter and the 11 apostles.
啊，所以像这个彼得跟十一个使徒。
Even though they know people will persecute them.
啊，他们知道啊，这些人会啊逼迫他们。
Even though they know during that time there were still many people to go against them.
啊，他们知道说这样子会激动很多人来反对他们。
But because they are filled with the Spirit of God.
啊，但是他们被圣灵充满。
They speak the things that God want them to speak.
啊，所以他们能够传讲神要他们传讲的真道。
Just imagine during that time Peter know exactly what to say to the multitude.
啊，想想说彼得啊，他是不是？啊，知道啊，要向众人啊传讲什么
？From verse 17 to verse 28, right? You know, and he quoted from the Old Testament.
啊，从十七节到二十八节
，We know Peter is not a Pharisee. He's not a Sadducee. He's not a scribe.
啊，这个彼得他不是法利赛人，也不是一个撒都该人或者是文士。
He's only a fisherman.
啊，他只不过是个渔夫。
But why did he be able to quote?Verses from the Old Testament.
啊，但是彼得怎么能够引章据典的啊，把这个旧约圣经啊，这个啊，这个传出来呢
？Actually, the Spirit of God, right, give him wisdom to speak concerning the things of God.
啊，这乃是因为圣灵啊，给他这个智慧啊，能够传讲神的道。
Actually, if you look at the content of what Peter speak, it's very simple.
啊，我们看彼得所传福音的内容是很简单的。
Even though it's very simple, but it cut people's heart.
啊，虽然说用很简单的话啊，但是呢，他能够使众人扎心。
Actually, the only thing that he spoke about is the Holy Spirit.
啊，彼得所传的主题啊，就是圣灵。
This Holy Spirit that was the promise that God will send upon the people on the end days.
啊，就是啊，神答应在末日的时候，他圣灵啊要临到怀有血气的人。
And another thing that he spoke is concerning our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后彼得所传讲的啊，就是有关耶稣。
We know during the time they say the devoted men. So these men they believe in God.
啊，那么提到说那些这个啊虔诚的犹太人 啊，就是说这些人他们是相信神的。
But the only thing they did not understand is Jesus is the Son of God.
啊，但是他们不能了解说耶稣就是神的儿子。
So during this time, God gave him wisdom to speak concerning our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，所以这个神给彼得有能力能够传讲耶稣。
Look at verse 22.
我们看二十二节。
Men of Israel, hear this word: Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as yourself also know. Verse 23.
二十三节。
Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by the lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. Verse 24.
二十四节。
Whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Verse 25.
二十五节。
For David said concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Imagine from verse 22 to verse 25, Peter speak concerning our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，从二十二节到二十五节啊，彼得这个传道的内容啊，就是来见证耶稣。
How do we know that Peter was so bold in that time?
那我们怎么知道说彼得那个时候怎么这么大有能力
？He told them, "You are the people who is taken right by lawless hand. You have crucified and put our Lord Jesus Christ to death."
啊，甚至呢，他指责说，你们就是借着污秽之人的手，把他钉在十字架上杀了他。
Imagine that he accused them during that time that they have crucified the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，想想说彼得啊，来啊指控。啊，这个听到的这些犹太人说，你们就是这些人。
But nevertheless, God resurrect our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，那虽然说你们把他杀了，但是神使耶稣从死里复活。
And he said, all of this been prophesied already.
彼得在说这些事都早就预言了。
So that's why in verse 36 is concluded.
啊，所以三十六节就是一个结论。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know, assure that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
啊，说故事以色列全家当确实的知道你们。钉在十字架上的主耶稣，神你立他做主为基督了。
Every time I read the sermon of Peter,
啊，每次我读啊这个彼得的福音的内容
，He such boldness to speak this kind of word.
啊，我就想说他这么有胆量啊，来传讲这些话。
That time he told them very plainly.
啊，是他是用这个非常这个简洁的话来讲。
So therefore, the Lord that you have crucified and put him to death.
啊，说因此啊，你们把他钉在十字架上杀了他的这个耶稣。
God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
啊，神已经立他为主为基督了。
So during that time, because the boldness of Peter.
啊，因为彼得这样子的胆量。
During that time, because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为这圣灵的能力。
That's why in verse 37 says, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostle, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'"
啊，所以众人听了，他们觉得扎心。对彼得跟其他门徒说：“啊，这弟兄们，我们当怎样行呢
？”Imagine, right? Our Lord Jesus Christ preached for 3 years at a time.
我们想想，主耶稣用三年的时间传福音。
And on the end of his ministry, only 120 disciples who follow him.
那么在这个终了的时候，只有120个门徒跟随他。
During that time, one day.
啊，但是这个时候一天
，3,000 came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，三千人他们来啊，相信接受耶稣。
That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said, "You will do greater things that I have done."
啊，所以主耶稣才对门徒说，你们会啊，这个成就比我更大的事。
So that's why for us, we should really look at Peter as an example.
啊，所以我们要以彼得为做我们的榜样。
As long as we fill with the Holy Spirit.
啊，只要我们让圣灵充满。
As long as we have brothers and sisters to support us.
啊，只要我们有弟兄姐妹来支持。
We always be moved to speak boldly to preach the word of God to others.
啊，我们都能够被圣灵充满，有胆量的来向人宣讲耶稣。
Because when God is with us,
啊，因为当神跟我们同在
，then God will allow people's heart to be pierced every time we speak the word of God to them.
啊，每次我们讲神的道，啊，神就是听的人接着扎心。
So because of this, 3,000 people were baptized.
那么因为这样，三千人他们就受洗了。
But of course, every time people get cut to the heart, it doesn't mean.They gonna be baptized.
啊，不是说每次啊，众人接着砸心啊，他们就决定要受洗。
Actually, in Acts chapter 7, right? Stephen also preached a powerful sermon.
啊，因为在第七章啊，这个斯提环也是啊，这个啊，先讲了一个非常啊有能力的这个福音。
And it described that the people also were cut to the heart.
啊，圣经也讲说，那、啊、这个听的人都觉得砸心。
But during the time when they were cut to the heart, they stoned him to death.
Right? 但是呢,
so for us, when we speak the word of God,
所以当我们传讲神的道的时候,
actually the word of God is like a double-edged sword.
因为神的道像一个两刃的剑,
for people who call by our Lord Jesus Christ, they will come to be safe.
那些被耶稣所这个显召, 他们听的, 他们就会受,就会感动,
just like during the time 3,000 were baptized.
就像当天3,000人他们受洗了,
but for those people who are not called by our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是对那些不是被耶稣所显召的人,
no matter what we do, they will not come to believe.
不管我们怎么做, 他们还是不会相信,
but the most important, we need to preach the gospel.
但是重要的就是我们要去传福音,
the most important, we need to fill with the Spirit of God.
重要的就是我们要让圣灵充满,
and just like the 11 apostles stood behind Peter, we as brother and sister need to stand with one another to serve God.
当时候就像这个十一个使徒，他们站起来，站在这个使徒彼得的后面。那么今天任何传福音的时候，弟兄姐妹也要这个齐心。
So may God continue to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
愿神继续用圣灵来充满我们。
Truly with the Holy Spirit, we can turn this whole world upside down.
真的借着这圣灵，我们会整个这个世界改变。
We can turn everyone from darkness to light.
能够使每一个人从死亡黑暗的权势出来。
We can bring everyone from Satan to God.
从这个撒旦魔鬼的权下来归向神。
We can give them the inheritance that we also have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以把我们在主里头有的产业的福分, 让他们也同样的享有。
But first we need to continue to be filled with the Spirit of God.
但是首先我们必须要让圣灵充满。
Let's sing hymn 256.
我们来唱诗256首。
256.
256首。